Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Well, hello once again, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and we've got a splendid show for you this evening. I am so excited about tonight's broadcast until I just couldn't wait to go through the little incredible weather that we had here and get here to get into the studio so we could do this broadcast this evening. Just before we get to the broadcast this evening, I want to do a little housekeeping, because this hour goes really, really fast. You can check out my website at drjessewalker.com. Well, yes, once again, thank you again. We had a little technical difficulty into the studio. Once again, go to my website, check out the my book, After the Passion, Now What? It's on sale. It's also available in hardback or paperback and an e-book. Just go to my website, drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. Either one of those will get you there. We're going to be bringing in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me, momentarily. So she will be joining us live in a few minutes. I trust that you all enjoyed the show last week when we talked about, we had some various topics on there last week that we were talking about in terms of people and their significant others. This show is always about relationships. It's always, always, always about relationships. So if you have a topic out there, my co-hosts, any of my folks, we'll be more than happy to consider doing a topic for you. Last week we talked about, are you discontent with your life's direction? Are you discontent with your life's direction? Many of you all have, since the show, contacted me about your concerns about being discontent with your life's direction, and understandably so. People wait until they get to be a certain age, and then they decide, you know what, I'm not happy with the direction that my life is going in. I want to make some changes. Well, you know what? There's some hope. There is some hope. You can do that. It's going to take a sacrifice, and I'm a strong believer in making the necessary sacrifices to get your life on track. I'm a strong believer in getting, making the necessary changes to get your life on track. Tonight, because we have so many people that try to get into the studios, you make sure that you press one early that you come in, so that you'll be able to be one of our individuals that speak to the host or the co-host this evening. So that's going to be very important that you do that. We're going to be talking tonight about are some older parents simply out of date or out of tune or out of time, it seems. So you don't want to miss this one here, but let me continue with my little housekeeping here by telling you we do life coaching services. There's a whole area of services that I offer on my website. Also, Ms. Blake will be coming in telling you about the services that she offers as well. And again, if you have a topic you want to talk about, please, please, please send us an email. You can send an email at online@drjessewalker.com or go to my website, check out my blog, order some of the products that are online. You will benefit from this. We've been out here for almost 7 years now. And we have well over 750 topics I am certain that one of those topics will be of interest to you. Send us comments on my blog. Again, if you have a show topic that you want to talk about, we will be more than happy to deal with that as well. All right, we're going to get right to tonight's story. But keep in mind that if you have a situation where you are discontent in your relationship, we still do some follow-ups with previous shows because so many people are interested in that. And there's hope. There's something that's coming out real soon. You're going to have to stay tuned to my website for this. We're going to be introducing over the air relationship maintenance. We're going to be introducing over the air relationship maintenance, how to keep your relationship maintained. This is going to be an article, and it's very inexpensive. I mean, it'll probably be less than $3, how to maintain a healthy, satisfactory relationship if you apply it. And I'll be introducing that real soon. This is my way of giving back. I know I could sell that for a lot more money, but because I want to really see people happy in their relationships, we're going to reduce the price and get it out there so that as many people as possible can get this. Then we're also coming up with another topic. We're going to introduce something else on the website, and we might surprise you with that one, but it will also be cost-effective, and you will definitely want to get that. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's how to be successful at anything in life, how to become successful at anything in life. I will probably sell that over the air for less than $6. As a matter of fact, I may even do it. You know what? I'm going to run a special and give it half price for a limited time only. It's going to be less than $3 as well. How to be successful at anything in life. And I can almost guarantee you that if you follow these principles, you will be successful at anything that you go after. All right, let's get right to tonight's story. Tonight's character in tonight's story, there's actually three of them, Quentin, Regina, and their youngest daughter, Samantha. Quentin, Regina, and their youngest daughter, Samantha. Now, Quentin and Regina are what some would consider being a rare couple in today's time. They've been married for more than 40 years. That is rare. Quentin is 65 and Regina is 61. This is a couple clearly in love and still holds hands after all these years together. In fact, they are so much in love until they decide to try and have another child at Regina's tender age of 48, despite having other adult children into their late 30s and early 40s. Now, their children simply thought they were clearly out of their minds at this point. Well, it happened. Regina became pregnant, and now Samantha is 13 years old, in seventh grade, and absolutely runs circles around her parents. They simply cannot keep up with her, dealing with issues ranging from technology to effective communication. Now, Samantha is embarrassed whenever her parents come to her school because her friends tease her and telling her that they look like her grandparents. She does not find this entertaining, which also causes her to rebel at home. Her parents insist on applying the old-fashioned ways of disciplining her, and this clearly does not work for her and only actually causes her to become rebel even more. Now, some of the issues that her parents are having difficulty with include, of course, issues with her texting, tweeting, using abbreviations in her messages, and a lot more when it comes to her cell phone. Now, number two, they have similar issues with her computer, her dealing with her computer. Number three, there are serious issues with her social media accounts like Facebook and Instagram. There's also miscommunications in parent conferences at school, and the list simply goes on. It appears that Samantha and others, namely Quentin and Regina, older children, it appears to them that these parents are simply out of date, which, of course, brings us to tonight's topic. You know, are some older parents simply out of date? Are some older parents simply out of date? And that's what I want to ask tonight. If you want to talk to the host, press 1. We'll be able to bring you in, and maybe you can help us answer some of these questions. You know, we're going to go to the phone lines with 954-226. Welcome to the show. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, are some parents simply out of date? I mean, Regina and Quentin seem to be so old-fashioned. Who has a kid at 48?
I guess they did, and I guess there are a few people that go that route. But are they out of date? It's possibly, it sounds like they are, especially when it comes to technology. It's kind of hard to keep up because things are changing so rapidly. And if you don't try to take a class here and there to keep up, you can easily get lost. So, yeah, I think Regina and Quentin are totally out of date when it comes to Samantha. And it appears from the story that she knows this, and so she probably even used this, you know, against them. So I don't know. They might have to either get someone to kind of give them some training on technology and what she's doing, or they probably also need to kind of pay closer attention to what she's doing and, you know, forbid her to do certain things.
All right, Rose, let's take a look at this now. 61 and 65. What training? Come on. I'm not saying that it's too late, but, I mean, the father or the mother sitting in their 60s, just now trying to learn this here. Come on.
You know what? It might be difficult for them, but they have other kids that are older than Samantha. You know, I think maybe it might be a good idea to have a talk with those kids and kind of put them in charge a little bit of Samantha if they're willing to do that. Because they're younger than the parents, of course, so they're probably a little bit more up with the technology and the different things that Samantha is doing. Be able to keep a closer eye on her and kind of direct the parents as to what she's doing and what they should not allow her to do.
Well, let me stay with you for a moment, Rose, and let me throw this question out there. I mean, you got kids now already in their 30s and their early 40s. I mean, you're talking about, first of all, these kids, these adult children, thought that their parents were out of their mind to go and, in fact, have another baby at their ages when they should really be enjoying life. And I kind of agree with that. Of course, to each his own, it is what it is, we all say. But the fact of the matter is, If you're in your 30s already and this is, you like, my parents, come on. Now you got to turn around and ask your kids to babysit for you? Come on.
Well, you know, I don't even really call it babysitting. I just feel like in their 30s, and they might be willing to do this because it's their sister and they don't want to see her go on the wrong path. So they might be open to kind of guiding her, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Of course, they were against the parents having a child at that late age, and you know, there's no way I would want to have a child in the 40s. But there are people who do that. I guess they just didn't think long term, you know. And all they thought about is having a cute little baby, but they forgot that the baby grew up and that they get older. You know, but I think they need to talk to the older kids that they have and try to arrange something for those older children to kind of direct the younger one, the youngest one.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that the parents are. The question is, are some older parents simply out of date? I'm not going to say that the older parents are simply out of date, but I am going to say that there are times when parents are not able to, in fact, keep up. And I think that needs to be noticed. It doesn't mean that they're out of date because they still have wisdom that they can share with Samantha. Unfortunately, Samantha is going through this stage where she's probably middle school now, which is that hormonal state where they go through things. And the fact that now her parents are much older that are in the grandparenting age group, it is that peer pressure can be challenging for her. So, parents that may be listening, that you might fit into this situation, you may want to give it some serious thought when you start talking about having kids late, you know, like in this case, 48. And I think it also becomes a health factor, a risk factor for women. And that's something that you certainly will want to consult your medical doctor, your gynecologist, or whoever, your healthcare professional about. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly tune in with us, 347-857-1769. You can also listen online at drjessewalker.com or even drjessewalkerinc.com. So either one of those, definitely do it. If you want to talk to the host, you can press 1. Tonight's topic is, are some older parents simply out of date? There's been a question asked previously that, well, actually a statement. I saw this on someone's refrigerator. It was a little saying, an older dad that said, if you want to know something, ask a teenager. They know everything. So, you know, that's the generation that perhaps we're in now, where even when you're trying to consult with your children, they think they already know things, and then they rebel, and they don't even want to talk to you. We're going to go to phone lines once again. We're going to go to 205-908. Thank you. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
This is Jack. How you doing?
Jack, welcome back, Jack. Thank you for joining us this evening, Jack. It's a pleasure to have you on the air. Jack, tell us, are some older parents simply out of date, or do young people just think that way?
Well, I think young people are more out of date than young, older people are out of date.
And we're barely hearing you. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me see if I can turn this up a little bit. Okay.
I think you said that they're
young. Can you hear me now?
Is a lot better. Yes, this is a lot better. Thank you. You said that there seems to be a lot more younger people out of date than their parents are. Okay, I like that.
Right. Seriously, though, I'm sure there are some older people that are out of touch with reality, and that there's definitely a lot of young people that are out of touch because they feel that, as I said this on your show once before, they don't want the older ones to, the baby boomers, to tell them anything because and the X's. And so what the millennials will do, since they've gone to college, they feel that they got all the knowledge, and the baby boomers who may have gotten some college educational experience too, but they can't tell them anything because now they got everything. They have the whole nine yards, and they got all the answers and all. But I beg to differ. I think that we should be able to listen to our children. We need to be able to listen to other young adults, and vice versa. So it's like a two-way street. It's an open communication where you share your ideas with me, I share your ideas with you. A lot of times our children, our grandchildren, our family members sometimes, they don't want to get advice from family members. They would rather go outside of the family rather than try to get advice, even though they may have those experienced people right there. Now, they say that experience is the best teacher. I don't necessarily agree with that. It's what you do with the experience that you get. That's how I feel. What you do with the experience that you get, whether that's going to become your best teacher or not. So that's basically how I see it.
You know, Jack, I agree with you. You know, it's basically what you do with that experience. And I agree with you. Are we living in a time where the generation is, even when you try to encourage them and you get them to believe in themselves, they can become so big-headed with that to think that they know more than the parent? Why do you think that that's happening? I find that to be so popular in the education arena.
Well, it's like I said before, because now that they've gone to school and then, you know, they may have arguments inside the class with their professors and all, and they feel like they need to get their point across, and then the professor may listen to them, and then the other children are kind of like in the classroom are ushering them on. Or rooting them on. Oh, yeah, I agree with what that guy said. So now they think that's law. They think that's the rule rather than the exception. Okay, and that's how it should be. So now when they come home, mom and dad can't tell them anything now because I got all the answers now. I got my degree, something that you encouraged me to do. But now you can't tell me anything because I have all the answers. You're out of touch with reality because you're way back in the 50s and the 60s and all of that. So this is the modern time now. This is a year 2000. You're living back in the 1950s. And you hear that a lot. But you guys live.
Right.
Can I just take a minute to say this right here?
Sure,
I was teaching at a school. And I was telling the principal that I was having some problems with a disciplinary problem. So he said to me, he said, "Now get out of those boxes where you know you used to teach a long, long time ago. You got to teach now to the millennials." That's what he was saying, so to speak. So I listened to him, but I didn't change my style. So I came with my own approach as time went on. When he saw what I had done with those kids, he was just flabbergasted. He said, "How did you get them to learn all of that?" old method. The old method. I had to let him know it's the old method. He couldn't believe it. He said, "I definitely need you back here next year." He was knocking what I was. I was just letting him know the discipline problem with these kids now. That's the biggest problem. Okay, but I was able to curtail that somewhat, and then I was able to come with a different approach, and the kids loved it. And they all were part of a competition, a math competition we had, so they loved it.
Well, let me ask you, was this a younger principal that suggested that you come out of those old methods?
No, he wasn't. He was about maybe 5 years younger than me. Yeah, he wasn't so young. He was about maybe 5 years younger, or maybe 2 years, 3 years younger. He was just a little bit younger than me, not much. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So teach to the millennium. That's the way. Rose, let's go to you just for a second. Jackie, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to you just for a second.
Yeah, I want to hear what Rose has to say.
You know, are some older parents simply out of date? And we responded to that. But, I mean, let's just say, for example, someone's telling a principal, an administrator is telling Jack here, you got to come out of that box of teaching from the old style. And I'm thinking, why change anything that's worked for centuries?
That's right.
Well, I would have to agree with that because I feel like there are new ways of doing things, but the old ways to me work just the same, sometimes even better.
Absolutely.
So I agree with that. I think there are some things that just should not be changed.
That's true. That's true.
We should hold on to it because, I mean, it worked. And to me, if it worked, why mess with it, you know? I have to say, however, that when it comes to technology, you know, the younger folks might be more apt at that because they were born in that age.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
In that era of technology. And so they seem to catch on to that even faster than the older folks. Than we are because we weren't born in that era, so we had to actually learn it. They were born is like as babies; they're already using those technologies. So you find that they it's easier for them. And there are some things because even myself, there are some things I have to ask my daughters about when it comes to technology because they I have to say know more about those things than I do, but it doesn't make me outdated, you know, because
that's
I have
right.
the wisdom they have not yet gained, and there are other things that I am sure I know much more than they do because I have the age and the experience and the wisdom, and they still have to come to me for certain things on advice because they're lacking that wisdom that we older folks have.
Okay, that makes a whole lot of sense to me. Jack, let me ask you this question. Let me go here and ask this question. This is one of the questions from tonight's topic. Do you think parents should have children well into their 40s, like late 40s, like in the case where Regina and Quentin, you know, Regina's already at 48, she had Samantha. What do you think?
Can I respond a little bit to what Rose was saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I love what, you know, Rose was saying and all, but a lot of times our children, I'm telling you, they and our own children, our own personal kids, they think they have all the answers because they've gone to school. And then as far as the technology part, now did you all know this? That they're trying to cut that out in the classroom. They used to say that we need to have classrooms now filled with nothing but computers and all because this is the wage of technology and all that. They're going. A lot of the schools are reverting back to the old methodology and all, and they're not putting computers in there because what the computers have done with our children is basically have distorted their minds. They think everything is at a fast pace and all. So if they see somebody standing up there talking, they think that you're out of touch with reality. And I think a lot of that has to do with what technology has done. Now let me respond to the question that you asked. I think in this day and age, with all the modern technology and all the modern pills and all that's out there and all, I don't understand why you, and you said it earlier in your opening comments, that you said that there's a factor in terms of you being, you know, something happening to you physically at that age, having
right.
a child at that age, for women. So
right.
I would really consider that. You don't know how that's going to go. The child could come out, you know, deformed or whatever, and then it could have an effect on your health as well. So I think you should look at all of those different things. What's wrong with adopting? Hello?
Yeah.
What's wrong with adopting?
With adopting?
Yeah, what's wrong with adopting? I mean, if you're of age 50, 48 and all of that, what's wrong with adopting kids? I don't see anything wrong with
for
that.
For those that would want to do that, and you know, and that's a good point that you raised, Jack, but even so, I think some people might look at the bloodline in terms of adopting because they don't know what the kid is going to, I mean, and you know, and I say this with all respect to the adoption agencies out there, but sometimes, you know, you don't know that bloodline. You know what your kids are perhaps like because they've got kids already.
And they turn out sometimes worse.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you never know. You never mm-hmm. know. Rose, maybe you can answer that. Let's bring you in. What's wrong with adoption?
Well, I would think at age 50 or in the 40s, you might not want to adopt, nor do you want to have your own kids. And like I said earlier, some people might think, oh, they want a child because they're thinking of the child being a baby. How adorable and how sweet to have a baby. But they're not thinking ahead of time when they're now 60 and the child is only 10. And they don't have the energy that they had when they were 30, you know, and they have to keep up with this child. And they're not thinking about when they're 70 or in their 65 and the child is only 15 and the child has all these activities that they have to participate in, the school activities, the schoolwork. You know, I just think it's really a lot for older people to keep up raising young kids when they're older, you know. It takes a lot. And I'm telling you, right now I couldn't think of even having babies because it's stressful, it's tiresome, and it's just too much.
Well, I mean, I would think that people at that age, in this case 61 and 65, I mean, even at 48, you're thinking about your future. You don't know how much longer you're going to be on the planet. And why not think about, I mean, you want to, if you're going through whatever it is, midlife crisis or whatever, why not just say, you know what, let's travel around the world. I mean, but now 10 years later, just as Rose is saying here, I mean, your child is 10, and you've got to find somebody, and that's what I meant earlier when I said you got to go back and find your older children to see if they'll babysit for you. And now you got to be worried about this baby that you're leaving at home, and you got to call them from overseas to check on the baby when maybe perhaps not because it's their sibling that they're with, but that just can be annoying. Now, let me ask this question, Jack. Let me throw this one out there. Do you think the younger children of older parents have a right to be angry with them for having the child so late in life? What do you think?
Younger children upset with the parents because they had a child later on in life? That's the parents' decision. That's not their decision. They don't have anything to do with that. Now, they can be upset if they feel,
right.
But
that's what I'm saying.
If I had a child to come to me and say to me, well, why did you have me, you know, when you were 35 or 40, you know, and I would say to them, you don't have anything to do. I'm just going to be straight up with you, as transparent as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell him or her that you didn't have anything to do with this. You don't know what the circumstances were or why I had to wait or whatever. Maybe I got married late. Who knows? Or maybe I had some type of malfunction or whatever with my body, and then it was just corrected. So you don't know what the situation was. Now, if you ask me and we want to sit down and have a conversation, we can sit down and have a conversation about it and all. But I kind of like what Rose said. You know, you got to take a look at everything. But I think it depends on the couple, because you think about it now, some couples have a lot more energy than others. So they if they want a child, I'm sure they've thought it out that we're going to spend a lot of time with this child. And they may not be traveling like you're suggesting. They may just say that I want to just have a child, because a child usually brings joy to a family. It brings a lot of joy. And you know, you just get all excited. You want to watch that child grow up and all those different types of things. So that's how I look at it.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Jack, and we're going to go to the phone line once again. Of course, you're listening to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. You want to speak to the host. We've got to get to some of the comments that are coming in. We're going to go to 919-875. You want to speak to the host, press 1. We'll bring you in. Ms. Blake, we're having technical difficulty with Ms. Blake. She's not going to be joining us this evening. That's my co-host. So let's go to 919-875. Welcome to the show this evening. Who do we have on the air? 919-875.
Oh, this is okay. Gloria. Hi, everybody.
Hey, okay. Hi, Gloria.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Gloria, do you think that some older parents are simply out of date because they may not be able to keep up with the younger generation of children?
No, I don't think they're out of date, no, because I'm one of the old ones. But, you know, I just wanted to say that our children don't realize how much stress is on us when they go out and have their babies and put it off on us. I mean, that's something to think about. When these children get of age, they want to throw their children on us. So we can have, I agree with what Jack said. excuse me. I don't see anything wrong with older people having children if that's what they want to do, if they're able to take care of it. But they don't think about that. What about if they had children and they had no one, they had nobody to take care of theirs except us, these older parents, older people they're talking about. So what's the difference if you have your own or if you take care of theirs? Did you understand
whatever? Yeah. No, say last part again. What happens when you have what?
When they have their children and put them off on us, what's the difference?
Okay, let's have Rose address that then. Rose, what do you think?
Hello? You know, I'm here. You know, it's very unfair when they have their kids and put it off on the parents, on us. And
right.
I understand what Gloria is saying is that, you know, what is the difference with an older person having a child of their own and their kids bringing their other, you know, the grandkids for them to raise? If they can raise their grandkids, then they can raise their own kids. That's what I think I'm hearing from Gloria.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But I think it's totally unfair for grandparents to have to raise their grandkids after going through raising their own kids, you know? And sometimes, you know, I'm in the school system, and sometimes you see the grandparents who are raising their grandkids having to come to the school, and those kids are so out of hands. They give the most problems because the grandkids are already tired and they can't keep up with these younger kids, okay? And so the younger kids seem to be running things at home, you know. So I think it's very unfair for children to bring their kids to their parents and having the parents raise the grandkids. Now, I understand that there are sometimes unfortunate situations where the parents...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The parents might die or, you know, something went wrong. And so the grandparents are now raising the kids. But even so, a lot of the grandparents can't really handle the younger kids. You know, they're tired. And so they just allow the kids to do whatever they want to do. You know, so I think there's a time to have kids. There's an age limit. There's a range where you are very active. And I know that Jack said that if they want to have kids, and it's up to them if they're up to it and if they feel energetic, you know. And yes, everybody have, you know, their own choices to make and to each his own. But I think it's also good to look from the child's perspective, you know. So you have this child when you're 50, and now this child is 10 and you are 60, and the child wants the parents to interact with them, to play games with them, to take them to the park, to do all these things, to get them involved in different things at school, different sports. And if the parent is just too old to keep up with those things and the child is missing out, I don't think that's fair for the child. So I think you got to look at it. I got to look at it from both the parent perspective and the child's perspective.
I think that is very important to do, very important to do. And, Gloria, we do appreciate your comment that you made over the air. Jack, let me ask you, we get some comments that are coming into the studio. Do you think that Samantha, in this case, is probably a rude little girl because she seems to be angry that her parents had her late in life? Do you think that she's rude and disrespectful?
How old is she?
She's 13.
I hate to put it this way, but that's the age where they're smelling themselves. They're in between a child and an adolescent, so they don't know what we're gonna get from them at that age and all. She thinks she has all the answers even at that age and all. So she's upset with her parents, and she's 13 years old because they're older. Rose mentioned something about, you know, certain times there are circumstances that, you know, you can't control. Okay, and I was in a situation like that. But see, we had our children at a very young age, so to have a granddaughter at 41, 42, that was okay for me because certain things I wouldn't allow her to do. Now, she didn't stay with us the whole time, but she stayed with us for at least 10 years. She was with us for 10 years, and we raised her up to that point at all. But I think as she gets older, I think she will be more appreciative. I'm talking about Samantha now. She will be more appreciative as she gets older. She will probably say, well, you know, these are really my parents now, and I'm going to love them, not her parents or whatever. But I'm going to love, if she really comes to grips with herself and look at it from every angle. But she has no control over that. And that's a husband and wife decision, whether they're going to have a child young or whether they're going to have them later on in life.
All right, let's look at some of the comments. Go ahead, Gloria, go ahead.
And it's also according to the circumstances, you know, why that child is there with the grandparents, you know. It's according to the circumstances.
Okay. Right, of course, they're always extenuating circumstances, and as Rose was saying, and you all have also concurred on, there are extenuating circumstances in every situation. Gloria, let me give you this first comment that has come in, and we're going to ask if you respond to that. This female writes in, and she says, in reference to tonight's topic, are some older parents simply out of date? She says, I think some older parents are out of date because they get too relaxed and don't try to keep up with the younger generation. What do you think about that? She says some older parents are out of date because they don't try to keep up. Do you think there's any merit to that?
Yes and no, according to who the parents are. Now, you have some older parents that are outdated because they don't have education. And you have a lot of ones that are educated. So it matters really what kind of education you're into. Because I've been around and seen a lot of parents that have been outdated only because of that, not having the education to be able to do the things, some of the things, the technology, and then even some of the older things, you know, like there are a lot of older people that are, baby boomers that can't write and read, you know. And it's according to what their status is that they have little education or not, you know.
Well, I don't think it's a formal education that you're speaking of. It may just be education on that. And some people refer to that, you know, like ignorance doesn't mean you're stupid. It's just that you're not aware or familiar with that. Like it could be technology.
Right, there are a lot of baby boomers.
That. But it's not a formal education. Jackie, would you like to comment on that as well?
I agree with what you said because I was thinking the same thing because we're not talking about book smarts here now because a lot of times we get smarts from the world and being in the world. And then there's something called mother wit that no
mother
book smarts can teach you. No book can teach you that. So once you get this wisdom, as we know, then you can translate that and share that with this younger generation and all. But the problem that we're up against, you know, as we said earlier, is that the millennials think that they have all the answers because they've gone to school and they don't want anybody telling them anything. I don't know whether it's just mom and dad, they don't want telling them anything. I think it's maybe anybody. They don't want anybody telling them anything because they have all the answers. They have all the answers and all. And you see that all over. It's not just a small, select few.
But it's a number of students, number of young people that you see that with.
Well, I agree with you. Then in a case like that, Jack, let me ask you before we go to the next comment. In a case like that, could parents be damaging their children by promoting certain things or encouraging them by maybe overdoing it? Could they, you know, for example, they're making a C in school and then they move that up to a B and they offer them all of these incentives and say, you know what, you get that to an A now and I'm going to buy you those Jordan shoes. Could the parents be doing more harm than good for the kids? And Rose, we're going to ask you that same question. What do you think, Jack?
I agree with your take on that. I think if you go overboard and buy all these extra things for the children and all, I think you are doing more harm than good. Some things are worth earning. Some things are worth doing. Uh-huh. Going out and doing the job to get what they need. If they want some shoes, you go to work and you get it. I'm not necessarily saying go on a job, but you're going to do these
right.
things around the house. Once you finish these assignments or these jobs that I have you do, then I'm going to give you a little token or whatever, and then you can use that. Don't give them a whole lot. Give them a little bit at a time, kind of like spoon feed them, because they need that. If you give them all to them at once, then it's not going to be worth it. But if you give them a little bit of time and let them earn it, then I don't see anything wrong with that. See, that's where wisdom comes in at. But once you mm-hmm. give them everything, hand them everything on a silver platter, they're not even going to appreciate it. And they'll show that. They're not even going to appreciate it.
All right. Rose, do you think that that's possible? We're hurting them more than helping them by overdoing it, like Jack said?
Yeah, I think you could be. I think it seemed like a lot of the younger kids don't realize the value of things because they get it so easily, you know. I think, as Jack said, they need to work for what they receive when they get these expensive shoes and all this. You know, it comes so easily. So they don't know the value of it. And that's why a lot of young people, I believe that some young people, because they're so accustomed to getting all these expensive things from their parents, you find that they don't want to go to work. You know, when they are finished, maybe with high school, because they can't seem to get $50 for a job because that's too small. They're used to getting all these big things from their parents, so they don't value small things, and they don't value working hard to get what they need. So they would rather go and steal something that might be very expensive instead of going and working hard to buy it for themselves. So I think they do a lot of harm by handing these kids these expensive gifts and these expensive things when they're
can
so
I, can
young.
I come here?
They,
totally
agree. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I want to add to what Rose is saying, and I agree with everything that she said and all. I was just thinking I had read this book on children and child motherhood and fatherhood with children, and it said that sometimes we are our children's worst enemy or our worst nightmare because we overdo it for them rather than allowing them to do things for themselves. And a lot of times we hurt them later on in life when we just give them everything, because when they grow up, they tend to think that the world owes them something. And that's why, as Rose was alluding to, maybe not so much in this regard, but that's why a lot of them wind up in jail, because they think they can take whatever they want. And I'm thinking about a young man in particular, and I hate to call his name out, but I'm not going to call his name out, but I will say this, that the young man thought that he can go inside a store and take whatever he wanted. He more or less was a bully. He thought he can just go in and do whatever he wanted to do, because probably everything was handed to him on the silver platter. So all that glitter is not gold. What we heard about that situation, probably not all it is, because I got insight that he went inside there and just took whatever he wanted to take. That's why eventually it led up to the circumstances and all of that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's so unfortunate. Go ahead, Gloria, go ahead.
I know of another child that's like that. He's spoiled. He's been given so much, you know. And I recognize that when a child is given too much and they are spoiled, and it's just like Rose said, it's not good to spoil our children like that. It's not good at all. because they will not grow up. I don't know, spoiling children makes them grow up more than just one way. It helps the children to grow up so they don't care about anybody. It's about self. It makes
right.
them self. Makes
mm-hmm.
them very. And I've seen
and
it
you know,
own.
And you know, it's and all of you all, I agree with everything that's been said this evening, and it gives those kids a sense of entitlement. So when they don't
right.
get what they wrong, I mean, they may not have the temper tantrums at two, but the parents
right.
groom them to give them so much, and then when they get to be 25 and 27, they have a sense of
mm-hmm.
entitlement, whereas
right.
now they're not getting what they want from the world, and then they
right.
develop attitudes, and then their relationship will
go.
Reflect negativity because of what the parents have done. When the parents are thinking that they're, and actually what they're doing is they're buying their kids, almost like
mm-hmm.
the love. And then
that's
I can
right.
assure you, a lot of those kids, they don't even have the respect
that's
for
right.
their parents at that age.
That's
because
right.
the parents have
mm-hmm.
always been there showing their love, they're thinking, is to give them certain things. And Rose, you said you're in the education arena, and I have a great deal of respect for educators. And I can recall a young parent saying to her, teenage daughter, the girl couldn't have been more than 13. I was at a school one day, and this parent is saying, if you simply go in class, the girl is refusing to go in class. And the mother's sitting there, they call the mother comes out, and she's bribing a kid. If you go in class, I'll buy you those $150 Jordan shoes, like the ones I bought you 2 weeks ago. I mean, I thought that was so insane. I mean, Jack, is that insane or am I outdated?
Well, I agree with everything you said. Everything you just said, I agree with. And I think the lady is totally off her rockers to promise her daughter that she's going to buy $150 shoes just for her to go inside. I mean, sometimes the Bible says spare the rod and spoil the child. Now, it doesn't say that, but that's what it's referencing to, okay? And sometimes rather than trying to pamper these kids and all that, we need to put something on their rear-ends. Now, we got spankings when we were young. The baby boomers, we got it, and we turned out okay. So why can't these millennials, why they can't get it? They need something on their ends and let them know that we mean business. I saw a parent one time, she may have been the grandmother. I saw a seven-year-old literally curse his grandmother out. I had to just stand up there and watch because I couldn't believe it, crying and cursing her out at the same time. And she's pleading with him. No, pleading with her. It was a little girl. She's pleading with her.
Right.
I just couldn't believe it.
You know, I think that some of that may be infringement on legal issues about spanking a kid, and that's always debatable, and it just is. Let's take another comment real quick. We're going to be able to take about three or four more comments because we're running. Oh, we've got about 10 minutes before the show closes. Let's give this one to Rose. Rose, this male writes in. He says, "Are some older parents simply out of date? In my opinion, I think some older parents are out of touch because they waited too long to have some of their children, like in the case with Quentin and Regina. Imagine parents having babies in their late 40s or early 50s. That is clearly too old." So, Rose, he's leaning towards what you said earlier.
And like I also say, to each his own, you know. No one can dictate to someone what they should and shouldn't do. One of the reasons I also think that some parents are having their kids later is some females start their careers early and decide to move up the ladder, and so they put off having kids until they're in their later age, you know. But for me, I rather do it the other way around and having my kids younger than old than when I'm older. I just easier for me. But hey, to each his own. I just feel it's a bit more difficult when you're older because now you don't have as much energy as when you were in your 20s or 30s. And I think your patience might be a little bit lower also, you know. So, but if they can handle it, hey.
All right, Gloria, let's give you this next comment. Rose, I agree with that. Let's give you this next comment. This male writes in, he says, you know, are some parents simply outdated? Some older parents simply outdated. And this guy writes in, he says, after a while, parents get tired, whether they are younger or older. Gloria, do you think that that's true? I believe it is.
Of course it is. Everybody get tired. It's just like I said earlier about putting the children, that these teenagers are going out there getting these children and putting them all on the grandparents, and they are tired. They are very tired. Very
tired.
And my children were good children. They didn't put their children off on me because I refused it. I refused to take care of other babies. It was too much.
Okay. All right. We're on that same note. We've got another comment. I want to give this to all three of you all real quick that we're staying with tonight. This young lady writes in, well, this older parent obviously writes in. She says, my 19-year-old got pregnant 2 years ago, and she's upset with me now because I refused to babysit for her. Do you think that I'm wrong? I told her that if she go out there and get pregnant, I would not be doing any babysitting, and I'm sticking to that. She wants to know if she's wrong. But let's start with you.
There you have it. That's what I'm talking about. So, I mean, just like Rose been saying all the time, if they want to have those kids at a certain age, that's their prerogative. They can do it. But then you got these children, if they don't want children, these children are putting children on them. So it's just either way you go there. It's up to the parents.
So you think the mother is not wrong for not babysitting her 19-year-old that went out and got pregnant, and now she wants to dump the baby on her. So you don't think she's wrong?
Yeah, I think she's wrong. Like I said, it's
no,
up to the
grandmother,
parents.
The daughter got pregnant at 17. She's 19 now, and
right.
She wants her mother to keep the baby a lot, and the mother refuses to do that. Do you think that the mother is wrong?
No, mother's not wrong. No, that's up, like I said, that's up to them. That's their prerogative. They want to be bothered with a child.
All right.
I
stand by. Jack, go ahead.
I wouldn't be bothered with
I beg to differ on that one somewhat now. Even though the mother told her that if you go out and get pregnant, I'm not going to babysit your child, it's still the grandchild. Now, I wouldn't let her pressure me and think she's going to allow me to keep that child every single night. I will let her know when I'm available that now I'll babysit when I'm available at doing my time. But you're not going to make this a constant thing. You need to hire your babysitter. I will preface that to her. I will let her know exactly what I'm going to do. That's my grandchild. I love my grandchild, but I'm not going to be your babysitter all the time. I will babysit her to my own expense, so when I'm ready to do it, because I have a life myself. So I'm not going to give up what I'm doing to babysit your child and you go out and party or do whatever you want to do and all. But I'll share that with her. I'll let her know, you know, exactly when I'm going to do it and when I'm not. If I'm available, I may do it. Then I'm like, maybe I don't feel like up to it. So once you articulate that to her, she will be able to understand, okay, I can't go to my mom anytime, but I can go to her sometimes. She'll be one of the people on my list that I can use as a babysitter. But go out and hire somebody.
Okay.
All
right.
That's what I'm trying to say. I would not do that either. It's up to the parent if they want to keep that child or not. I would not do that.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Rose,
let's get Rose. Go ahead, Gloria. Go ahead.
No, I was asking Rose if she understood me. That's what I was trying to say.
Yes, I do. My view on that, how I feel about this, and I actually went through that, maybe she wasn't 17, she was like maybe 19 or 20 when she got pregnant. Now, if my daughter is going back to school, okay, because although you might tell them, well, you better not go there and get pregnant, and you don't want them to, but like Jack said, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, it happens, and you're not pleased about it, but I'm not going to actually turn my back completely on her. Now, I would not just babysit for her to go out and have fun. I'm sorry. No, now she has to be more responsible now, and I don't want to keep this child for her to go get another one, okay? However, if I know she's in school, and I, of course, I encourage her to go back to school, get a profession, and I would keep the child in order for her to go to school, okay? That I would do as long as I'm available. But I am not going to say, well, oh, she wants to go out with her friends tonight. I'm going to, you know, inconvenience myself to babysit for her. No. At times, as Jack say, if I feel like it because it's my grandchild and I feel like keeping my grandchild, by all means, I will keep the child because this is what I want to do at this particular time. Tonight, I want to see my grandchild. I want my grandchild to spend some time with me. I'll babysit. Okay?
That's right.
And also, if she's in school and I need for her to finish school, I will keep the child for her to go and into her classes. You know, but that's about it. Not for her to just go party. No.
Right.
All right. That's an interesting one. That's very interesting. All right. We've got only time for about two more comments. Rose, let's throw this one at you here. This female writes in. She says, my parents had me in their late stages of life. My mother was 46 and my father 51. Now 25 years later, they're so far out of reach with me, and it's like I'm having to carry them. I'm grateful to be here, but I really clearly would not do this to my child. My new friends often get it wrong in thinking they're my grandparents. That's embarrassing.
Well, she's 25 now. It's not like she's 10. Come on now, she's
right.
25. Okay, she's a grown woman. So therefore, if she has to help her parents out sometimes because they're older now, she should be grateful. She should be happy to do that. I mean, she's 25. They raised her. They took care of her. And now she's old enough to, hey, if they need a hand, it's only fair that she lend it.
All right, excellent. We've got time for just one more. Gloria, go ahead. Sounds like you want to make a comment on this same issue.
Oh, I said, that's right. My goodness, what's wrong with these children? They feel like they get here nowadays, and they feel like they don't have any obligation to the parents. Do you know people in other countries will not put their families, their older families, in nursing homes? They nurture their parents until they die.
Mm-hmm.
And when their parents die, they will be right there until their parents die.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way life is supposed to be. Not what's going on out here in this wicked world here. I mean, you don't owe us nothing, but the thing is, there's nothing wrong with a child saying, Mama, I'll take care of you. And this is what I wanted to do, take care of my mother.
That's right.
Unfortunately,
okay.
I didn't get to ever, but I wanted to.
Okay. All right. Well, the last comment, Jack, we're going to give you this last one that we're going to be able to take. This female writes in, she says, are some older parents simply out of date? If you find that your parents appear to be out of date, she simply says, why not simply help them to try and keep up? They still have a lot of wisdom to share, so don't take it for granted. Jack, I think that's in your alley. Go ahead.
Right down my alley, and I think that young lady, she appreciates what she has in her parents. Doesn't matter whether they're young or old, she appreciates that because she's showing that she's going to go that extra mile to bring them up to par. Since a lot of times they say that we're not up to par, she's going to do all that she can to help bring her parents up to par, especially with technology and all of that. So I think she's on point. I think she's a loving person and she's a caring person and all. A lot of times they think that it's all about them, and it's not always about them. It's about all of us collectively, all of us collectively as a family.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. Join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. If you choose to bypass this Friday, join us next Tuesday when the topic will be, what does it mean to train up a child in the way he should go? That's next week's topic. What does it really mean to train up a child in the way he should go? Join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until this Friday, until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.